Welcome back to another edition of Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, joined by a special guest this week, Vikings linebacker Audie Cole. And off of last week's game against the Buffalo Bills, there's no one better to have as a guest on Pick 6 because you had two of them. What was that like?
It was a great experience. I've never scored a touchdown since high school, so, it's something I always wanted to do.
You got two in one game?
Got two in one game.
All righty, let's get right to the questions. We have six of them. You ready to go?
Sounds good.
Okay, first one from Katie in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. After training camp and the two preseason games, which rookie is impressing you the most? I'll say Audie Cole after that game you had against the Bills, and you had a sack against the San Francisco 49ers. You're impressing me the most. I think Blair Walsh is another guy who's impressing a lot of people. Which rookie, fellow rookie of yours, do you think is having a really good preseason?
Like you just said, Blair Walsh, I think he's had a real good preseason. He's booming the ball.
Yeah.
And when you're running down there on kickoff coverage, it's a nice thing when it goes out the back of the end zone. But other than that, I think Khalil's been doing good, as everyone knows he is, and Harry's been doing a great job with Smith. And, I think a lot of rookies have been really stepping up, and especially on special teams, knowing that's how we got to make it.
The next question comes from Jake in Cannon Falls. Lots of talk about Adrian playing or not playing this preseason. What's your take? Actually, Leslie Frazier came out earlier this week and said Adrian will not be playing in the preseason. So, Leslie and the medical staff and GM Rick Spielman know much better than me. Since they say he's not going to play, that's my take. He won't be playing, and I am fine with that. Adrian has been through the drill many times before. I think he's going to get back to form, and so his first game being Jacksonville in week one doesn't bother me at all. Our next question comes from Ron in Minneapolis. Is Jasper Brinkley truly the answer for the Vikings at middle linebacker? You're more qualified to answer this than me. Jasper Brinkley at middle linebacker, how does he look?
I think Jasper's looking real well. He comes downhill, he fits the run well. And for me, Jasper helps me out a lot. And he's a guy I can look to if I have questions or something. And he helps me out a lot, tremendously. And he knows the defense, and he's going to get it done.
When you say he runs downhill really well, we hear scouts and coaches say that a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Can you explain what that means?
Downhill, it's stopping the run, getting downhill, filling the gap. You want to play in the other team's backfield.
Right. Our next question comes from South Dakota. Aaron in Sioux Falls asks, I don't know what the Vikings should do with Joe Webb anymore. Is it time to move him to wide receiver? Here's the thing with Joe Webb. I get a lot of emails about Joe. Some people think he should be the quarterback, and then some people think that he should not be a quarterback anymore and he should move to wide receiver. As is usually the case, I think the truth lies somewhere in between those two extremes. It's not time to move Joe Webb to wide receiver. The guy is too good of an athlete. He's got a good arm. He has the potential to be a good quarterback. So I think the Vikings are going to keep him at quarterback for now, continue to have him train there, and I think Joe Webb has big-time potential. Our next question comes from Jesse in Colorado Springs. Every year there are players we don't know who make the team. Who is an unknown player on the roster this year who could make it? You know, Audie, one guy that stands out to me, and you've talked about how important special teams is one of our safeties, Anderson Dejo, who plays on special teams as well. I think he's been playing well defensively. You play with him on special teams. Is he kind of a good special teams player for us?
Oh, yeah. And Sandejo, he's a hard worker. He's a guy that you can count on. He's going to be right place, right time. You don't have to worry about him. To answer the question, I don't really know. But all I know is that there's a lot of young guys and that are looking to win jobs on special teams.
And our last question comes from Justin in Minneapolis. He asks, if you scored a touchdown, what would be your celebration? I'm not ever going to score a touchdown again, but if I did, I would hand the ball to the referee, and I would do the sprinkler. What do you think about that?
It's all right.
It's not that good?
It's not that
sweet.
Well,
you didn't really have a celebration.
I'm not a big celebrator.
So next time you get in, what are you going to do?
I don't know. It happens too fast. I'm probably not going to do anything again.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not a big celebrator. Just get back to the line. Let's go.
Sounds good.